This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Two DOE virtual public meetings about plans to move tons of surplus plutonium to WIP. The Department of Energy, DOE, will hold two four-hour virtual public meetings on Monday, January 25th, and Tuesday, January 26th, about its plans to dilute and dispose of up to 48.2 metric tons of radioactive surplus plutonium at the Deep Geologic Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, located in southeastern New Mexico. DOE is seeking public comments about the scope of a new draft environment impact statement that will examine the DOE's preferred alternative to dilute and dispose of the plutonium and any alternatives. Scoping comments are due to DOE on or before Monday, February 1, 2021. You can make comments during the virtual meetings or by phone, email, or U.S. mail. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition, of which CCNS is a part, has prepared sample public comment letters you can use that are posted on our website at nuclearactive.org. The Monday, January 25th public meeting will occur from 3 to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The Tuesday, January 26th meeting will occur from 5 to 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can participate by telephone, computer, or other device. For connection information, links to the meeting presentation and fact sheets in both English and Spanish, and information about where to submit your comments, please visit nuclearactive.org. Surplus plutonium is found in the form of pits, or the triggers, for nuclear weapons. Another source is non-pit plutonium. Both must be converted to plutonium oxide, which is then blended with an unknown adulterant called stardust. The oxidation work would be done at LANL. Conversion and blending is required for the plutonium to meet the waste acceptance criteria at WIP. Despite DOE's plans, the National Academy of Sciences stated in a recent report that WIP's legal capacity can only hold waste long ago designated for disposal from DOE sites. Over the last 25 years, several U.S. presidents have designated more than 62 metric tons, or about 69 tons, of plutonium as surplus. Previously, DOE has proposed immobilizing it for disposal in a geologic repository other than WIP, and fabricating it into fuel for nuclear power plants. Another option is to continue to store it at the Pantex plant in Texas or the Savannah River site in South Carolina. DOE has also proposed building new facilities at the Savannah River site, including a plutonium pit disassembly and conversion facility, a mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility, and a waste solidification building. Billions of taxpayer dollars have been spent, but none of those facilities is in operation. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, connection information for the virtual public meetings, as well as sample public comment letters, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.